turning plow is what they call it, the cultivator, mm-hmm. just different things to work the fields with.
Mm-hmm. What about something that has little teeth in it and it breaks up the ground finer than the plow does?
I don't know what that would be. Now, there's some harrows.
Uh-huh. Are there different kinds of harrows?
Well, I never did see but one. And that was folded. Had hinges on it, and I have heard them called section harrows.
Mm-hmm.
That's out of there. That's about all.
Uh-huh. When you're plowing the little trench thing that the plow cuts, that's called the
middle, isn't it, or a furrow?
Okay.
Furrow.
When you're plowing with two horses, what do you call the one that walks in the furrow?
The lead one, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. And if you're driving horses and one to go faster, you can hit them with the
reins.
Or is the reins what you have when you're driving a horse?
Mm-hmm.
What about when you're riding on a horse?
Well, that'd be the bridle reins.
Okay. And what your feet are in is the...
The ride and your feet would be in the stirrups.
Uh-huh.
Of the saddle.
Just a second.
That's on.
Trying to just speak up a little more.
All right.
If you don't mind. Say if you have a horse hitched to a buggy, the thing you could hit him with.
A horse whip.
Okay. And if the lamp on the porch wasn't burning, you might have to screw in a new
bulb.
Okay. And if you carried the washout to hang it on the line, you could carry it out in a clothes
basket.
And say if you opened a bottle, then wanted to close it back up so the liquid wouldn't spill out, you could stick in a
cork.
Okay. And say if you went and bought some apples at the store, the grocer would probably put them in a
bag
made out of
paper bag.
Uh-huh. What about something that, say, 50 pounds of flour used to come in?
A sack or a barrel, mm-hmm. half barrel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that was called.
Uh-huh. What about the kind of bag or sack that feed would come in?
Well, we call those grass sacks.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for that?
Feed sacks, we all do.
Uh-huh.
Feed sacks.
What about croaker sack or toast sack or
yeah.
gunny sack?
That croaker or gunny.
Uh-huh. Is that what you used to hear it called?
Uh-huh. Sure have heard them called that.
Uh-huh. Say if, the amount of corn that you could take to the mill to be ground, the amount that you take at one time, you could call that a...
Usually a peck.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear any expression referring just to the amount, though?
Mm-mm. I don't think so.
What if you went out and got all the wood you could carry in both your arms? You'd say you had a...
arm load.
Okay. Did you ever hear a turn of corn or a turn of wood?
Mm-mm. I've heard of cords.
Uh-huh.
A cord of wood.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, a wagon that didn't have a full load? You'd say he just had a...
a half load.
Okay. And this is something that children would play with, a musical instrument you blow on.
Harmonica.
Any other name for that?
Harp.
Uh-huh.